This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 1728. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded July 2nd, Algeria, Antarctica, Argentina, Ascension, Australia, Bolivia, Brazil, China, Cuba, Cyprus, Greece, India, Indonesia, Iran, Koreas, Madagascar, Netherlands, Nigeria, North America, Oman, Papua New Guinea, Russia, Saudi Arabia, Solomon Islands, Somaliland, Sudan, UK, UN, USA, Vietnam, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer. Chuck Albertson in Seattle reminds us that although we never hear anything but Arabic or French on their shortwave relays via France, Radio Algeria International has some English segments on their internet feed. At 0520 UT June 30th, he was hearing a feature about women in Islam. Here's the website. And Algeria is one of those rare countries whose domain has no relation to the name of the country in English. It's www.radioalgerie.dz, and the Radio Algerie is in the French spelling, RadioAlgerie. Although they're well into winter, Radio Nacional Arcángel San Gabriel in Antarctica is still being heard on shortwave, LRA 36. Moritz Fundrische in Belgium reports it July 1st at 1930 UT on 20 hertz below 15476, with Spanish information and music not a strong signal, and it got weaker at 2000. As for Argentina in South America, here's a report requiring some further checking. Rubén Fraiz Pedroso in Paraná, Brazil, reports hearing a station in Spanish on 15495, June 28th at 1922 UT. He says it seems to be a feeder from Radio Nacional in Argentina. They were talking about Cuba, however, but mentioned AM 870, which is, of course, the big LRA frequency in Buenos Aires. Well, this is something which one would normally hear on the weekends on 15345, but apparently he did not check that frequency to see if they'd made a change. Again, it's 15495, upon which very little is scheduled so far. Tim Morato Bowman in central Iowa says, I was pleasantly surprised this morning, July 2nd, to wake up just before local sunset in Northern Territory, Australia, around 0945 UT, and find a faint signal from VL8K on 2485. I don't usually hear it at all this time of year, but there was a lot of static with some rock music. Also a faint carrier and some audio on their other 120-meter frequency, 2325. Australian DX News is covering the situation at Radio Australia. A report in the newspaper The Australian says the review says ABC could abandon Radio Australia's shortwave service to rely on FM transmission, but notes Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade advice that shortwave delivery of Radio Australia is the only current source of the service in places such as Vanuatu, Solomon Islands, and Papua New Guinea. It says, noting shortwave is a largely superseded technology, discontinuing this service would release resources for other purposes, explaining that Radio Australia could continue to broadcast in target countries. The members of the club have contacted Malcolm Turnbull, MP, who has something to say about this. Phil Brennan in Darwin got a reply from him on June 9th. He had said, please preserve Radio Australia. He says, the Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade will terminate the Australia Network contract with the ABC as part of measures announced in the 2014 and 15 budget. That's referring to television. Terminating the Australia Network contract will deliver savings to the government of up to $76.6 megadollars over 4 years, with further savings over the duration of the contract. The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade has written to the ABC to provide formal notice of termination and for the ABC to bring steps to wind up the service within the provisions of the funding agreement. He says, my expectation is that the ABC will make more of its programming available on the internet without a geo block so that it is available globally. This is a much lower cost solution. Another official, Kate Torney, director of news at the ABC, also replied to Phil on June 11th, which is a bit more positive. She says, thank you for writing and expressing your support for ABC services and Radio Australia in particular. In accord with ABC's chartered responsibilities, we are currently determining how best to deliver the optimal international service to our audiences within the resources now available. We certainly understand the value of Radio Australia to our audiences and to the broader regional community, and this will be given careful consideration as we confront the very challenging task of redefining our converged international media service. And she concludes, please be assured that there is no plan to cease broadcast of Radio Australia. Bob Wilkner in South Florida alerted us early UT July 2nd that Radio Mosochaski in Cochabamba, Bolivia, had a surprisingly good signal on 3310 at midnight 20 past midnight 38 UT. It's also reported by Arthur Miller in Wales in the British DX Club, May 27th at midnight 34, about the same time, with discussion and Andean music. And he says it was nice to hear Mosochaski again on a clear frequency, 3310, the first time in months the channel has not been obliterated. Some background on the station. They say Mosochaski broadcasts mainly in Quechua to remote Andean villages in Bolivia and beyond with a 10-kilowatt transmitter. It launched in 1999, a Christian, religious, and community station. The name Mosochaski means new messenger in Quechua. To enable poor Quechuas to hear their signal, they provided thousands of small solar-powered fixed-frequency receivers provided by Galcom International. So those poor people can't listen to anything but 3310. And I had a Brazilian July 2nd at 118, just below 4755, about 4754.9, a very poor signal with music and talk. But it was presumably Rádio Imaculada Conceição, which has been reported off frequency that way, such as 6 months ago by Dave Valco and Scott Barber. It's listed as 10 kilowatts in Campo Grande, Mato Grosso do Sul. From the Asian Broadcasting Union Weekly News Digest of June 27th via the British DX Club. On the occasion of the Chinese Premier's visit to Britain, China Radio International announced the launch of new programming on terrestrial radio in London. Asia Radio Today reports the launch was part of a trilateral agreement between CRI and Britain-based Propeller TV and Spectrum Radio. CRI will offer 12 hours of locally produced English programming to air on a digital radio station in London, and also broadcast via Spectrum's AM 558 service for 10 hours every day. As part of a wider agreement, China and UK will consolidate cooperation in radio, TV, internet, printing media, movie production, personnel exchange, and resource sharing. To which I remarked, and the Chinese will still be jamming the BBC on shortwave in Chinese, Uzbek, Uyghur, Tibetan, English, and no BBC relays allowed on domestic radio in China. What a deal! The moderator of British DS Club said, I've just checked on global tuners and BBC World Service is still being relayed on medium wave 675 in Hong Kong, albeit low power. Well, that is different, fortunately. National Radio Club International DX editor Bruce Conti in New Hampshire reports hearing Radio Rebelde Cuba on an off-frequency 1188 kilohertz, location unknown, June 25th at 0400. They went into the Cuban national anthem and also heard 4 hours later with a fairly good signal but distorted audio. At that time, it was not parallel to other Rebelde frequencies, so maybe it was the FM service being relayed of Radio Rebelde. There's also been another off-frequency from the whole bunch of Rebeldes on 1180, often heard on 1179, as at least as a carrier. of the many snafus at Radio Vanicula we log each week without even trying, here's the one featured this week. UT Sunday, June 29th at 0601, the weekly Esperanto show is airing on the English frequencies. Four of them, 6165, 6100, 6060, and 6000. The Esperanto broadcast is supposed to be Sundays at 0700, 1 hour later, and only on one of those frequencies, although I did not stay up to check, and it was still going at 0615. Presumably, the studio jumped the gun by 1 hour on sending the Esperanto half hour via the same program feed circuit. However, Terry Kruger in Florida was listening after 0700 and found the Esperanto service running late. It finally ended at 0737 on 6,000 kilohertz and then went back to English before off the air. Terry says, what's the target audience? Two linguistics professors with insomnia? We usually assume without any hard evidence that most of the over-the-horizon radar pulsing we hear on shortwave comes from a site in Cyprus, but Wolfgang Büschel says there are several other countries doing this. We had a lecture at a ham radio convention on 13 or 14 others around the world. Some of the other countries involved are Russia, Turkey, USA and Virginia, Texas and Puerto Rico, France, Israel, England, Ukraine, Romania, Norway, Iran, China, Australia, France, and Germany. Last week we had a report of an English segment being heard on the shortwave frequencies from Greece, and this week here's one in French from Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria. It was Saturday, June 28th, between 1906 and 1916. In French, with the buzzy audio signal on 7450, co-channel to Iran in Arabic on 9420, and on 15650 instead of 15630. Also last week, Ron Howard was hoping that All India Radio would not reactivate 5050, since that would add to the interference from China, as the low-power Australian is planning to reactivate on the same frequency, 5050. But on June 26th, AIR Aizawl was back on the air, heard at 12:09 to 12:35, mixing with Beibu Bay Radio in China. There was an English ID and news in sports at 12:30. He says it'll be very difficult to detect when Craig reactivates his 50-50 transmitter. It was a real mess on that frequency at 12:35, China and India at equal strength. From Asilo Mar State Beach in California, Ron Howard also reports RRI Wamena, Indonesia on 4869.90 variable. Thursday, June 29th at 12:39, another weekly edition of Kanguru Indonesia, KGI, the English learning program from Australia. It was already in progress, carrying programs in sequence. Number 8504, which first aired in February about the history of International Women's Day. It was poor but semi-readable. Ron Howard also reports the Voice of Indonesia, 9525.87, July 1st, signing on at 0947 until 1139. They were in English with Exotic Indonesia, 1005 to 1055, a joint production from Jakarta and RRI in Denpasar, Bali. However, at 1100, the usual Chinese segment was preempted by a special live program also in English. Many spots about the upcoming presidential and VP election, between pop songs, a segment about South Kalimantan, and their local music. Radio Havana Cuba has additional interference on 6060. Besides the off-frequency Brazilian, it's one of the Ramadan specials from Iran, now scheduled at 0120 to 0320 in Azeri from the Kamalabad site. I was hearing that making a subaudible heterodyne against Havana June 30th at 0122. And they have even more special Azeri before that, lasting until Ramadan is over about June 29th at 1923 all the way until 0120. This service started on 7410, but Ivo Ivanov says it too is now on 6060. Ta-da! You're listening to World of Radio 1728. which prompted Bill Hassig in Illinois to send a check in the mail to P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702, because 1728 is 12 cubed. Nor did this remarkable achievement escape the notice of Pete Bentley in East Aurora, New York. Of course, all good mathematicians would know that it's the number of cubic inches in a cubic foot. Pete concludes with JKDI, by which he means, just keep doing it. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO at yahoo.com. About the new clandestine from South to North Korea, Voice of Freedom on 6135, Ron Howard in California says, June 26 was the second day of strong white noise jamming. Checking from 1152 past 1300, readable reception of VOF is now impossible. Perhaps the last day of decent reception was June 24th, including the how-how English lesson and light pulsating noise jamming, of which he put up a clip at box.com. Sad and belated news from Mark Vosmeyer, N9IWF. The announcer formerly known as Dodie Cowan has passed away. Most regrettably, I must report sad news that the announcer SWL's new and loved as Dodie Cowan passed away on December 22nd last year. I had many musical requests played on the His and Hers program that she and her former husband, Jerry Cowan, had produced at Radio Nederland. According to her earlier website biography, she was born Dorothy Koenig in Amsterdam on April 7, 1938. She'd been living in France and spent the last years of her life writing under the pen name Ruth Deborah Ray, R-E-Y. In September last year, she had written to me that her health was especially poor, and it turned out she passed away 3 months later. There's an online obituary by her daughter at a French website called Dans nos cœurs, in our hearts, .fr. Mark says, I will miss Dodie Cowan as a kind friend. Heads up, a possible new shortwave station from Nigeria, because the Bauchi Radio Corporation has joined the HFCC, which is all about shortwave broadcasting, so maybe they have plans to do that, although as far as we know, it's only on FM. It's station number 21 in the WRTH national section. Bauchi is the name of one of the many Nigerian states and also the capital of the state, Bauchi. In Oklahoma, I can barely hear a carrier sometimes around 6770. But Larry Will in Maryland reports on that old-time radio pirate, which he has been hearing, such as Sunday, June 15th from 15 past 22 UT, all day long with a fair signal. Non-stop radio shows from the 50s on AM 6770.6. Also Friday, June 20th from 1700 past 2000 on the same frequency, but that time there was non-stop, easy-listening music, mostly 60s tunes, fair-to-poor signal all afternoon, and at 2309 a commercial for Vitalis and a 50s comedy show with an improved S9 signal. Furthermore, he heard it on Saturday, June 28th, non-stop old-time radio shows from the 50s on 6770 AM. It fades in just above the noise threshold, occasionally very good up to S7 before fading down again. Playing mostly westerns on that afternoon, Cisco and Pancho and Tonto and the Lone Ranger. Last week, we reported station YHWH on 9600. Then on June 26th at 0545, I heard it on 9610 in the AM mode, the usual rant, this time about the Sabbath. It was off a few minutes later. Dr. Benway is pleased that his pirate undercover radio got a nice write-up in the July issue of Radio World, thanks to his charitable campaign selling T-shirts to benefit disabled veterans. It keeps happening. Radio Sultanate of Oman, which is supposed to be on 9500 starting at midnight UT, fails to make the change from its earlier frequency 15355. around 0122 UT, both June 26th and 27th. That's where I was hearing it. And sometimes it's even on 15140 during this after-midnight period, which is its earlier daytime frequency. Ron Howard says, now is the time to tune in Wantok Radio Lite, Papua New Guinea. While China is off the air from 7325 for maintenance until July 15th, according to Aoki, during the period 1000 to 1257 UT. He was hearing WRL Sunday, June 29th at 1206 to 1236 UT in Pigeon with a program of religious songs and several IDs. It was poor reception with noise and static, but at least not covered up by China. He also put a clip of this at his Box.com site. In the NASA flash sheet, Bob Brossel in Wisconsin says, Serge Komarov of MTUCI radio in Moscow, that's the student station on 11 meters, 25900, sent me a cordial email noting his students are graduating, several with master's degrees, and that he would have time on June 28th to finally mail out more than 120 QSL cards. I'm hoping mine will be among them. As for the broadcasts, which were Fridays around 12 to 16 UT, I suppose they are no longer on the air with everybody graduating and it being the summer, and I've not seen them reported for a few months, but hardly worth trying for with such poor high-frequency propagation. Ivo Ivanov put up a clip of an unidentified station in English on 21670, June 30th around 0912, covering up Saudi Arabia's Indonesian service. Listening to the clip, it was about Islam, and I suspected it was Saudi Arabia from another transmitter interfering with its first one. That does seem to be the case. Wolfgang Büschel points out that Jeddah is registered on 21670 between 08 and 10 UT, in addition to Riyadh. However, the Jeddah installation was finished about 2 years ago, but never went into regular service. It has some excellent American TCI curtain antennas, according to Wolfgang Büschel. Noting my report of Solomon Islands, 5020, automatically cutting its carrier at 12 seconds past 11:59 on June 25th, Australian DX News editor Craig Seeger says, Solomon's local daytime frequency, 9545, seems to be silent once again. It had been on the air until it cut off just after 0500. In the Condish list, Miguel Castellino in Argentina reports, a station on 7120, around 2030 UT, on July 1st, with typical Arabic music, with a lot of fading. I suppose it's Somaliland. Yes, so do I, on that broadcast frequency in the ham band, no doubt on the air later than its usual sign-off at 1900, due to Ramadan and giving us a better chance of hearing it further west in the local evenings. Looking through HFCC registrations, I spotted something new, supposedly in effect from July 1st, three new transmissions from PNW, Press Now, the same organization which sponsors Radio Tamazuch and Radio Dabanga for Sudan. However, monitoring those transmissions, nothing was heard July 1st, but maybe they will be starting later. Here are the frequencies to check for about half an hour each at 0400 7205, at 0500 15150, and at 1500 11805, all via the Madagascar site. The existing transmissions have been reconfirmed on their usual frequencies unchanged. On June 28th, and when checked again July 2nd, I found BBC World Service missing during the 05 to 06 UT hour from 7355. That broadcast from Ascension to Africa had been its best incidental frequency here in North America. I wonder if we jinxed it by pointing that out, so it was reaching too many listeners who were forbidden to hear BBC on shortwave in North America. Am I just kidding? It's still listed in HFCC, so maybe it's a temporary situation with another power failure. We can only hope. In the mayor tip sheet, Dave Tomasco in Illinois reports a new beacon from United Nations territory in New York City, 4U1UN, on the ham bands, that is. The frequencies heard are 14100, 18110, 21150, 24930, and 28200. There are some who like considered the UN building in New York as a separate radio country. Major cuts to Voice of America and other U.S. government shortwave broadcasts went into effect July 1st with hardly any notice to listeners. News about this only emerged late on June 27th. The major casualties are English broadcasts to Asia and also several other Asian languages. Kurdish was supposed to be one of them, but apparently that got a reprieve as those transmissions are still being heard. The languages which have been canceled, at least on shortwave, include Lao, Azeri, Uzbek, Vietnamese. Joe's Jacob in India notes that as of July 2nd, Vietnam was still jamming the vacated frequencies. And by the way, the Lao service was actually on Radio Free Asia. There's a great deal of discussion of this in the new DX Listening Digest, number 14-27, when published via worldofradio.com. Among other things, Dan Robinson rounded up comments from a variety of sources. Here's one attributed to a VOA employee. Isn't it frightening when such people run government agencies? What a way to end 72 years of broadcasting English to Asia. Transmitters went off in the case of 7575, 3 minutes before the end, also on 12110. 15490 also went off before completing the program. No announcement, nothing. Just like evacuating from Saigon in 1973, leaving people who fought on their side, people scrambling to board the last helicopter. We came to think of the USA, came close to her through thousands of hours of listening, breakfast shows, mail answers from Shirley Shanahan, presidential elections, moon landing, the Twin Tower blasts, the American way of life, and this is the way it goes. It leaves us wondering. For now, English broadcasts to Africa do remain on shortwave, but the single one remaining to Latin America has been canceled at 0130 on 9825. If you hear commercials in Spanish on 88.3 in the non-commercial band, as I did, identifying as La Campesina, it's actually KNAI in Phoenix, Arizona. The legacy of Cesar Chavez. Brian Crow tells us the FCC has finally revoked the license of the bad boy of ham radio, Glenn Baxter, K1MAN. Following numerous appeals, the revocation is backdated to 2007. Our best wishes to old friend and longtime contributor George Thurman. Mark Sills tells us that George has been hospitalized following a serious accident. Alina Loft of New Hampshire Public Radio interviewed me after her station was heard in Illinois. Look for a story called Summer Storms Disturb Radio Waves, as I explained DX at nhpr.org. The propagation outlook from Boulder, ANK indices mostly 5 and 2, peaking at 12 and 4 on July 15th. Solar flux rising to a peak of 165 July 11th. But down to 90 by July 23rd and 24th. And that's World of Radio, number 1728. Glenn Hauser inviting you to hear me again next week.